Psalm 117, we're going to do it three times from three different translations. We're going to say it out loud together. Praise God, everybody. Applaud God, all people. His love has taken over our lives. God's faithful ways are eternal. Hallelujah. And from the New Living, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise Him, all you people of the earth, for He loves us with His failing love. The Lord's faithfulness endures forever. And from the King James, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye people, for His merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. I think this is the shortest chapter in the Bible. Amen. But it says everything. Quick and concisely, it says everything. What are we to do above all else?
Praise
the Lord. Amen. And that praise, that first praise, means to shine, to celebrate, to clamor, to be noisy about, to really get out there and give it our all as we praise Him. More than rooting for the Cougars or the Seahawks or the Huskies or whoever else you might be rooting for. We're rooting for God. Amen. And the second praise in that same sentence means, and I'll read it here, it means to praise, to glory, to triumph, and to commend. We want to commend our God. Amen. We're commending Him, all ye people. Are we His people?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But all people will one day bow their knee before our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's say it from King James once more. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye people, for His merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. And in Him, in that truth, in that constancy, we find ourselves living in Him. Is
Amen.
That right?
That's right.
In Him we move.